This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Last year, more than 1,000 Ohio Valley farmers used a complicated federal visa program to hire some 8,000 foreign workers for seasonal jobs. Farmers say the visa program is too bureaucratic, and a bill before Congress promises to cut red tape. But labor advocates say the bill would strip guest workers of many protections in an industry where wage theft is already a problem. Nicole Irwin has more.
Roberto Gonzalez and six other workers came from Nayarit, Mexico, to work on a Kentucky tobacco farm using a guest worker program called the H-2A visa. The Department of Labor program guarantees a wage in Kentucky of $10.92 an hour. But Gonzalez says workers were getting between $3 and $8 per hour. So they went on strike. The workers won a settlement. Gonzalez knew what he was owed because it's all in a contract through the guest worker program.
So when we first came from Mexico, before we came, we were given an information sheet that told us what our rights were, what the contract was, every point, and also gave a number to call in case these were not being fulfilled.
Stephen Bartlett is translating here. He works with the Farm Labor Organizing Committee. The union says it took years of negotiating to secure wage, housing, and transportation guarantees in the H-2A program. Now they fear a bill in Congress could eliminate all of these protections. The Agricultural Guest Worker Act, more commonly called the H-2C bill, has passed the House Judiciary Committee with a promise to eliminate red tape in the visa program.
You know, what does red tape mean?
That's Lorette Pachano, executive director of the Rural Coalition, a Washington, D.C.-based alliance of small producers and farm workers in the U.S. and Mexico. She says red tape is often just code for regulations employers don't want.
What do some of the regulations do? The regulations support the rights of workers. So, yeah, you're going to be more profitable if you do not need to meet workers' rights. But let's be clear, that's what would be happening.
Pachano says the bill moves supervision of guest workers to the Department of Agriculture and Homeland Security. This new program would end the H-2A employer requirement to provide housing and reduces the number of guaranteed work hours. Pachano says the changes place the workers in a precarious position.
And that leaves the worker more vulnerable and unable to negotiate with the employer on any terms of their employment.
As it stands, the H-2A program allows unlimited visa entry for agriculture field workers only. H-2C is expanding those positions by adding dairy workers and meat and seafood processors to the program and placing a cap of 500,000 workers per year. Pachano says this increases competition in an already limited workforce, and the lower wages in H-2C will pit worker against worker.
If you think about all the workers that are currently undocumented in the United States, if you really wanted a long-term workforce, more effort should be put into regularizing their immigration status and recruiting them as workers.
The dairy industry is perhaps the biggest supporter of H-2C. VP of Government Relations for the National Milk Producers, John Hawley, says more than half of the workers employed by the dairy industry are foreign-born. He says the reality is not a lot of Americans want to work on dairy farms.
Our industry is in desperate need of a solution. Unlike other industries in the agriculture sector, we lack access to any legal visa program, so we're not able to participate in the H-2A program. That has put a tremendous strain on both our producers and their employees as they try to fill these jobs.
The number of farmers using H-2A visa workers has more than doubled over the past 5 years, and 12% of those applying were in the Ohio Valley region, which hosted more than 8,000 guest workers last year. Employers are required to advertise positions to domestic workers before they can apply for guest workers. Just like dairy, tobacco has to rely on immigrant labor. West Kentucky tobacco producer Jim Kelly has grown more than 50 crops of tobacco. Each year, he hires 17 or so migrant workers to get his 150-acre crop out of the ground and to the market.
This is Jose over here. Jose's one of the ones that's been with me probably close to the longest. He can do anything. He's a welder. He's a mechanic.
Today, he is stripping tobacco, a job that is less labor-intensive and out of the elements, unlike the work required for harvest. Kelly says the farmer who refused to pay his workers their contracted wage was in the wrong. But he also says a flat rate wage for all work doesn't make sense.
We're having to pay a pretty hefty price for stripping tobacco, as well as the same price we pay for the hard labor cutting it. You know, we kind of wish there was a little difference in that. but it used to be about $1.50, $2 difference, and these guys would work for that.
The H-2A prevailing wage requirement doesn't allow the varied rates. H-2C eliminates wage rate floors and allows employers to deduct 10% of the worker's wage to be repaid to them once they return to their home countries. But getting the workers back to the farm each year is another problem, says Kelly.
It's a very complicated process in order for me to bring a guy in. And most of the time I'm bringing somebody that's been coming here for 17 years anyway.
It's too technical, he says. If a name is misspelled, they can delay the process by several weeks. This year's crop is running behind, and Kelly's worried his worker's 9-month contract will expire before work is done.
I mean, why can't these guys have passports? And they can come and go and let the government take the adequate fees?
A year-round steady workforce is something that all sectors of the ag industry can agree is needed. Farmers like Kelly want a program that's easier to use. Workers want one that protects their rights. But immigration and jobs are often divisive in Congress. The bill would need to find a balance in order to move further than the House floor. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in West Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.